Today is the 25th day of September. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Welcome back around the global campfire. Great to see you. So glad. So glad that we can be here together today. So grateful that we can be here together today. So grateful that this place exists, a safe oasis that exists for us to come into and release the hypervigilance, right? The always on awareness of what could go wrong next and all the things we're trying to carry just for a little bit. The burdens, the cares of this life. We're in a safe place and we're feeding our souls. We're doing something that's good, it's necessary, that's worthwhile, that can help us with all those cares of this life. So I'm grateful that we have this place and that we've made time to be together today. And I'm grateful for the next step that we're taking. We're working through Isaiah in the Old Testament. We're working through Ephesians in the New, one of my faves. So let's jump in. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11 through 48, verse 11. I am the Lord, the Creator, the God of Israel. Do you dare question me about my own nation or about what I have done? I created the world and covered it with people. I stretched out the sky and filled it with stars. I have done the right thing by placing Cyrus in power, and I will make the roads easy for him to follow. I am the Lord all-powerful. Cyrus will rebuild my city and set my people free without being paid a thing. I, the Lord, have spoken. My people, I, the Lord, promise that the riches of Egypt and the treasures of Ethiopia will belong to you. You will force into slavery those tall people of Seba. They will bow down and say, "The only true God is with you. There are no other gods." People of Israel, your God is a mystery, though he alone can save. Anyone who makes idols will be confused and terribly disgraced. But Israel, I, the Lord, will always keep you safe and free from shame. The Lord alone is God. He created the heavens and made a world where people can live. Instead of creating an empty desert, the Lord alone is God. There are no others. The Lord did not speak in a dark secret place or command Jacob's descendants to search for him in vain. The Lord speaks the truth, and this is what he says to every survivor from every nation. Gather around me. Learn how senseless it is to worship wooden idols or pray to helpless gods. Why don't you get together and meet me in court? Didn't I tell you long ago what would happen? I am the only God. There are no others. I bring about justice and have the power to save. I invited the whole world to turn to me and be saved. I alone am God. No others are real. I have made a solemn promise, one that won't be broken. Everyone will bow down and worship me. They will admit that I alone can bring about justice. Everyone who is angry with me will be terribly ashamed and will turn to me. I, the Lord, will give victory and great honor to the people of Israel. The Lord said, the gods, Bel and Nebo, are down on their knees, as wooden images of them are carried away on weary animals. They are down on their knees to rescue the heavy load, but the images are still taken to a foreign country. You survivors in Israel, listen to me, the Lord. Since the day you were born, I have carried you along, and I will still be the same when you are old and gray. And I will take care of you. I created you. I will carry you and always keep you safe. Can anyone compare with me? Is anyone my equal? Some people hire a goldsmith and give silver and gold to be formed into an idol for them to worship. They carry the idol on their shoulders, then put it on a stand, but it cannot move. They call out to the idol when they are in trouble, but it doesn't answer, and it cannot help. Now keep this in mind, you sinful people, and don't ever forget it. I alone am God. There are no other gods. No one is like me. Think about what happened many years ago. From the very beginning, I told what would happen long before it took place. I kept my word and brought someone from a distant land to do what I wanted. He attacked from the east, like a hawk swooping down. Now I will keep my promise and do what I planned. You people are stubborn and far from being safe, so listen to me. I will soon come to save you. I am not far away and will waste no time. I take pride in Israel and will save Jerusalem. The Lord said, City of Babylon, you are delicate and untouched, but that will change. Surrender your royal power and sit in the dirt. Start grinding grain. Take off your veil, strip off your fancy clothes, and wade across rivers. You will suffer the shame of going naked, because I will take revenge and no one can escape. I am the Lord All-Powerful, the Holy God of Israel. I am their Savior. Babylon, be silent. Sit in the dark. No longer will nations accept you as their queen. I was angry with my people, so I let you take their land and bring disgrace on them. You showed them no mercy, but were especially cruel to those who were old. You thought that you would be queen forever. You didn't care what you did. It never entered your mind that you might get caught. You think that you alone are all powerful, that you won't be a widow or lose your children. All you care about is pleasure, but listen to what I say. Your magic powers and charms will suddenly fail. Then you will be a widow and lose your children. You hid behind evil like a shield and said, No one can see me. You were fooled by your wisdom and your knowledge. You felt sure that you alone were in full control. But without warning, disaster will strike and your magic charms won't help at all. Keep using your magic powers and your charms as you have always done. Maybe, just maybe, you will frighten somebody. You have worn yourself out asking for advice from those who study the stars and tell the future month after month. Go ask them how to be saved from what will happen. People who trust the stars are as helpless as straw in a flaming fire. No one can even keep warm sitting by a fire that feeds only on straw. These are the fortune tellers you have done business with all of your life. But they don't know where they are going and they can't save you. People of Israel, you come from Jacob's family and the tribe of Judah. You claim to worship me, the Lord God of Israel, but you are lying. You call Jerusalem your home and say you depend on me, the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel. Long ago, I announced what was going to be. Then, without warning, I made it happen. I knew you were stubborn and hard-headed. And I told you these things so that when they happened, you would not say, the idols we worship did this. You heard what I said, and you have seen it happen. Now admit it's true. I will show you secrets you have never known. Today I am doing something new, something you cannot say you have heard before. You have never been willing to listen to what I say. From the moment of your birth, I knew you would rebel. I, the Lord, am true to myself. I will be praised for not punishing and destroying you. I tested you in hard times, just as silver is refined in a heated furnace. I did this because of who I am. I refuse to be dishonored or share my praise with any other god. Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. As a prisoner of the Lord, I beg you to live in a way that is worthy of the people God has chosen to be his own. Always be humble and gentle. Patiently put up with each other. Love each other. Try your best to let God's Spirit keep your hearts united. Do this by living at peace. All of you are part of the same body. There is only one Spirit of God, just as you were given one hope when you were chosen to be God's people. We have only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God who is the Father of all people. Not only is God above all others, but he works by using all of us and he lives in all of us. Christ has generously divided out his gifts to us, as the scriptures say. When he went up to the highest place, he led away many prisoners and gave gifts to people. When it says he went up, it means that Christ had been deep in the earth. This also means that the one who went deep into the earth is the same one who went into the highest heaven. So he would fill the whole universe. Christ chose some of us to be apostles, prophets, missionaries, pastors, and teachers, so his people would learn to serve and his body would grow strong. This will continue until we are united by our faith and by our understanding of the Son of God. Then we will be mature, just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him. We must stop acting like children. We must not let deceitful people trick us by their false teachings, which are like winds that toss us around from place to place. Love should always make us tell the truth. Then we will grow in every way and be more like Christ, the head of the body. Christ holds it together and makes all of its parts work perfectly as it grows and becomes strong because of love. Psalm 68, 19 through 35. We praise you, Lord God. You treat us with kindness day after day, and you rescue us. You always protect us and save us from death. Our Lord and our God, your terrible enemies are ready for war, but you will crush their skulls. You promised to bring them from Bashan and from the deepest sea. and we could wash our feet in their blood, and our dogs could chew on their bones. We have seen crowds marching to your place of worship, our God and King. Singers come first, and then the musicians, surrounded by young women playing tambourines. They come shouting, "People of Israel, praise the Lord God!" The small tribe of Benjamin leads the way, followed by the leaders from Judah. Then come the leaders from Zebulun and Naphtali. Our God, show your strength. Show us once again. Then kings will bring gifts to your temple in Jerusalem. Punish that animal that lives in the swamp. Punish that nation whose leaders and people are like wild bulls. Make them come crawling with gifts of silver. Scatter those nations that enjoy making war. Force the Egyptians to bring gifts of bronze. Make the Ethiopians hurry to offer presents. Now sing praises to God, every kingdom on earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise the one who rides across the ancient skies. Listen as he speaks with a mighty voice. Tell about God's power. He is honored in Israel, and he rules the skies. The God of Israel is fearsome in his temple, and he makes us strong. Let's praise our God. Proverbs 24, 3 and 4. Use wisdom and understanding to establish your home. Let good sense fill the rooms with priceless treasures. Okay, I like Ephesians, but I like where we're going today. Did you ever, like, when you were a kid, have a make-believe life? Like, all the things you were going to be when you grew up? Like, when I grow up, I'm gonna be a firefighter, or I'm gonna be a baseball player, or I'm gonna be a nurse, or whatever. So, like, our little guy, our youngest, who's not so little, like, he's grown 6 inches in the last year, and he's now a teenager. Ezekiel, though, he was going to be a lot of things. Just like I remember. When he grows up, he's gonna be a meteorologist right now. And who knows, maybe he will. But we think about what it might be like when we grow up. And Paul was talking about growing up today in our reading. And even though he's in a dungeon, imprisoned in chains, he was begging those who read, which includes us, we are reading it, to lead a life that is worthy. So he says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Like, make allowances for each other's faults because of the love that you have. Like, give every effort to keeping yourselves united in the Spirit, bringing yourselves together and binding yourselves together with peace. So to live into that, and we would agree with that. Like, we would agree with that. And so often we're like, yeah, if everybody else would just get on the same page, as if we have no, if we have no complicity in it at all. But to live into what Paul's saying, that would require a significant level of maturity that we even rarely possess in our lives as adults. Like, we can rarely keep that together in our homes. always be humble and gentle with your spouse and children, right? Be patient with each other. Make allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. You apply that just to your family as adults. I realize like that is a challenge even for adults. So maybe the humble posture here is to realize we have some growing up to do. And how do we mature into what Paul is suggesting? How can we be men and women worthy of the calling of God? So for Paul, becoming mature in spirit was more than just something that could happen by chance, that would just happen through age. Instead, he said, God has given gifts that help mature. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And their role was, and their role is, to equip people and build the church. The church being God's people collected. So according to Paul, this is part of the process. And this process and these gifts will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. So the good news in all of that is that we can grow up and mature, and that we are expected to grow up and mature. But we're supposed to grow up into the standard of Christ. So what are we talking about? So standard would literally be translated as a fully mature and respected person. So that's what we're growing into. Fully mature and respected people of Christ who bear his name and who live up to his standard. Very different than curating and pretending to be that and putting a facade of that out into the world, but inside there's nothing like that going on. Now that we know that this is about maturity and bearing the name of Jesus and living up to it, well, we should be thinking about it. Because, like, I'm still growing up in a lot of areas. I've done a ton of therapy over the years to, like, deal with different things in my own life. Young places wounded that need to be integrated. Growing up happens throughout our lives. I used to think you'd get there someday, but I don't know that you do. I have not yet. I suppose growing up happens all along, but it definitely happens on many levels, and it definitely happens in stages. So what we're ultimately looking for when we consider our own spiritual growing up is ultimate union with God. We want to be fully aware of his presence and fully be engaged in and with him in his presence. We want to be fully understanding of what's really going on and why we're in this story of life. And as we move further and further along that path, it happens in stages, but we understand more and more. And Paul gives a picture of what's happening. He says, then we won't be like immature little children anymore. We won't be tossed around. We won't be blown around by every wind and every new teaching. We won't be influenced when people are trying to trick us with lies. We won't be influenced when they're clever and they sound like the truth, but they're not. Instead, we'll be able to speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. So the authentic truth, the more we engage with it, the more we understand what the real thing is. And the more that the real thing is within us, and the more that we operate in the real thing, the real truth, the more that we will very, very clearly see the lies. And the more and more that we do this, the more like Christ we become, who is the head of his body, the church, Paul says. So, for Paul, the union that we ultimately seek, the awareness constantly of God's presence, is found in walking in truth, becoming mature and respected people of Christ who are growing in every way more and more like Christ. So people who are intentionally becoming more like Jesus. That's good stuff right there. But that is even possible? That is even possible is such good news. Because that is what growing up looks like. It's not when we grow up we'll be a doctor. It's that when we grow up we'll be like Jesus. That is our destiny. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you into that. We have so many goals and ambitions. We have so much deception everywhere around us and so much inside of us. We are in a world of darkness, and yet we don't often pay attention to the world of darkness within. Yet maturity and growing up is to walk in truth and be so enmeshed and immersed in the truth that we can easily see what is a lie and easily see the deception even in ourselves, so that we can continue to grow up in maturity as we are becoming like you. Holy Spirit, lead us on that path, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Where to get connected, stay connected, be connected, find out what's going on around here as we continue to celebrate this 20th year of moving through the Bible. So this is the 20th, September 25th. I love saying that because it still blows my mind. But partly because I can't believe I stuck to anything this long. Just being like a creative mind, and like this has been going on every single day for 20 years. Wow. But I am grateful and I am glad to be here, and so that's what's going on around here is our 20th year. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources there for the journey that we are on, including the brand new Breathing Prayer book that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. those are going fast. Like we didn't know, and it's been such a beautiful thing to see how it's connected and that its message is connecting. This simple idea that breathing grounds you into the here and now, paying attention to your breath and inviting Jesus into the here and now, into the present, at least brings us out of the regret and remorse of the past, even if it's just for a minute. Brings us away from the anxious and anxiety of the future, and the fear of the future grounds us in the present, where we can seek clarity and direction about both the past and the future. And to introduce that into a kid's life is a tool that they can carry through their whole lives, but to introduce it into our lives at any point in our lives, it's a tool. It's a tool that, and like I've said before, that has at times been the only tool I have, like the only thing I've got, because I've been so, like I'm just so devastated in some sort of way that I have lost the ability for any kind of way to really think clear. I'm hurting so deeply that I can't hardly breathe. And then returning to the breath and saying, I'm alive. There's that. Even though sometimes we're like, I don't even know that that's a good thing, but I'm alive. I'm breathing. This is a gift. And this is now. And everything else isn't happening. This is the only thing happening. And Jesus, be with me now. That is a tool we can always have. And so we've tried to convey in very simplistic form in our first children's book, The Breathing Prayer. A little prayer for big feelings. That can be found in the Daily Audio Bible Shop, so check that out if you haven't had the chance. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Emily, turning her eyes upon Jesus in Virginia. And this is my first time calling in, although I've been around the global campfire for years. And I have a prayer request. I have a condition called tethered spinal cord, which has caused chronic pain for years. And I finally was able to have the surgery that I needed in May, which was such a provision from God, how all the pieces fell together. So I could finally have that done. But I did have a complication with the surgery where I keep having spinal fluid leaks. And the problem with that is that I have to lie flat all the time because of it. And it is really hard to live your life lying flat. And in a few days, I'm going to have a procedure which will hopefully heal this leak so I don't have to be homebound anymore. And so prayers, I would see God's provision and faithfulness through that. The reading today, Isaiah 35, is one of my favorites. And I love the imagery of the streams in the desert and how it says, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear. And so to all my other DAB friends who have chronic illness or medical issues, I keep praying. persevering. God is with you. One day, sorrow and sighing will flee.
Hello, Dabbers. It's Karen in St. Louis. I put a prayer request in, I would say about a month ago, maybe a little longer than that, for my brother's friend's wife who has third stage lymphoma. And thank you so much for praying for her. And I'd also ask for you to pray for them to draw close to the Lord. My brother's been putting this prayer request on our prayer list at church every week. And we got a report yesterday from his friend saying that his friend's wife's PET scan showed no signs of cancer. After two chemo treatments, there were no spots like the first PET scan. And his friend was so blown away and claimed it was a miracle of God. And he's also been watching podcasts that have been circulating recently, and just the testimony and everything has impacted his heart. And so both he and his wife, they're going to be going to church. He's wanting to get baptized. So praise God. Please continue to pray for Andy and Karen that any of these seeds would not be snatched and that they would have a full born-again experience. And praise, praise, praise be to the Lord for just a miraculous healing. She will have to continue chemo. And I'm just praying for good results. Thank you all so much, and God bless you.
Hi, y'all. If you are not listening to the community prayers and the prayers at the end of the podcast, you are really missing out. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana. I guess after I just got through listening to all of it, I am so encouraged by the love that is in this community, a love that seeks not its own, but gives up time and space to pray and to lift up others. This is such a gift from God. I just praise the Lord for Daily Audio Bible and for every single member in this group. So many of you call in faithfully, and so many more of you pray faithfully along. Oh God, thank you that we are rich because of the love that you have shed on us. Thank you, Father, that you teach us that love is really all that matters. And the more we love one another in prayer, the more we see you work in our land. Thank you, Father. I want to pray for each and every Dabber that prays and listens and abides by your word. Thank you, Lord, that you are the giver, and I seek you because you are the gift giver. Father, I praise you that each person that loves with their prayers and their time, I pray, God, that you would just send it right back to them. They are the ones, Lord, who are standing in the gap, and we know that you, Lord Jesus, are the answer. In your holy name I pray. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, my beautiful Dab family. This is Teacher of His Littles in South Dakota, and I have a pretty big prayer request to get out there. Our youngest of six was married 3 weeks ago to the love of his life, and even though I had some reservations because of their age, he's 24, she's only 21, and I know how much growth happens after those years. They did take the vows and seemed very happy. This weekend, something tragic happened. They invited her lifelong friend down to visit, and he stayed with them. And they ended up drinking together. Our son went to bed early, and she fell asleep on the couch, and he ended up sexually assaulting her. And when she woke up, she woke my son up, and they came over to my house, and we followed all the right steps. We went to the hospital. They took the report from her. but she did not want to press charges because of this strong bond she has with him being her friend for so long, and neither one of them saw this coming. It has never even been a possibility in their minds, and as you can imagine, they are both very broken, and they need a lot of prayers and a lot of guidance as to how to heal from this. You know, as a parent of adult children, you know, it's so hard. You know, it's no longer using your hands to tie the shoes that are loose that they might trip over. You have to just put your hands together in prayer and pray them through all the different things that they go through. And it's so hard to do that sometimes and just to sit back and watch. But I know that God is going to carry them. It will be okay. I just need your prayers to help out with that.
Good morning, BAB family. This is Learning to Completely Trust in the UK. I haven't been really absent. It's just I haven't been calling in with prayer, but I have been praying for everyone. And I'm just calling in to pray for Brian, who called in about his son being, I think he's now out of his the home, and he's probably in the process of being homeless. And Brian is also worried about having him stay in his house because of, you know, history with him. And so I'm just calling to pray with Brian. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to give you thanks and praise because you are God Almighty. Hallowed be your name. You are the ruler and the creator of this world. And Father, I just want to join in the prayer to lift up Brian before you. Father, you have the best experience of being a father to children who don't go the way that you intend for them to go, dear Lord God. You know what it is like to, you know, have decisions like, you know, what to do with children. Lord, you have the best experience. So I pray that you will comfort Brian, that you will speak to him, that you will guard him under your wings, and as he makes decision for his own son, dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you will comfort him in the decision he makes, knowing that it'll be okay. Both him and his son will be okay, Lord. Thank you so much for being our Father. And Brian, God is with you always. In Jesus.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Katie and Laska. I have urgent prayers for my cousin's wife, Karina. She's had a breast mastectomy last Thursday, and since then she's gotten sepsis and pneumonia. Family, please pray for her. Pray that she beats whatever bug is making her really, really sick. Pray she heals and she can go home with her family. She's 45.